Welcome to Hope Sabbath School, an in-depth, interactive study of the Word of God. What an amazing series we're in, themes in the Gospel of John. Today, an eternally important topic, the source of life. Mm-hmm. You say, what kind of life? Abundant life, life in all of its fullness, what the Greek text calls Zoe life, crucially important. We're glad you joined us. Welcome to the team. Good to see you again. You're looking great, excited. The Word of God's so powerful, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. We're glad you're here. What about our remotes? Let's see who's with us today. Faith, great to have you back with us. Mighty, good to have you with us today remotely. And Rodney, always good to have you with us. And we're glad you're here. Hope Sabbath School members around the world. You know, it really is quite a humbling thought to know there are hundreds of thousands, millions of people studying the Bible with us and sharing with us in this Hope Sabbath School family around the world. I just want to thank you for writing to us, sshope@hopetv.org. Write it down, take a picture with your phone, sshope@hopetv.org, because it means a great deal to us to hear from you. Patricia writes from the beautiful island of St. Martin in the Caribbean. She says, hello, Hope Sabbath School.
Hello.
Hoping we would wave. I live on the beautiful island of St. Martin. The northern part of the island is French. The south part of the island is?
English.
You say, I don't know.
Well, it's Dutch, right? It's Dutch.
Patricia will tell us it's Dutch.
Yeah. Okay.
The bottom is lower half, south is Dutch. The northern half is French. Over 30 years ago, I became a Seventh-day Adventist Christian by studying the Word of God.
Amen.
Studying the Word of God makes me stronger in my faith. I grow spiritually, mentally, physically, and more at peace with myself.
Amen.
What a testimony. Patricia, thanks for writing to us. From the beautiful island of St. Martin, we would all like to come and visit you there. We're glad you're part of our Hope Sabbath School family. Vivian writes to us from California in the United States of America. Hello, Hope Sabbath School friends.
Hello. Hello.
Your in-depth study of God's Word brings me hope and joy every time I watch. Amen. And we say,
Amen. Praise God.
I say hallelujah. That's my favorite Hebrew word, right? It helps to know that I'm not the only one yearning for our Lord Jesus to return. Mm. My prayer daily is to ask the Lord to help me to hold on until He comes and to order my steps in a way that I will walk worthy before Him. I love you all. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Vivian, what an inspiration. We thank you for writing to us. We're glad you're part of our Hope Sabbath School family there in California in the United States. Here's a handwritten note from a donor in Wisconsin. That's kind of up a little in the cold country of the United States of America. Oh, this is nice. This is Dear Hope Channel and crew. So here's a message for all of our videographers and audio people and our director, Josue, and crew. The donor writes, thank you for being there for my father when he could not go to church. Mm-hmm. He has passed away. But now I keep watching your programs. And I think of him watching Hope Channel. He loved the Lord. This donor is writing about her father. He loved the Lord and wanted Jesus to come. And the next thing he will see on the resurrection day,
is
come
Jesus.
On now,
Jesus.
Is Jesus coming?
That's right.
In the clouds of heaven.
Amen.
Thank you again. God bless you all in your witness. And a donation of $400 to bless the ministry of Hope Sabbath School. Donor, you know who you are. And your father rests in the blessed hope of the resurrection when Christ returns in glory. That makes all the difference. We still grieve, but we don't grieve as those who have no hope.
Amen.
One last note from Fongu. Fongu, you say that doesn't sound like where I grew up. Fongu is from Cameroon.
Oh, okay.
And Fongu writes and says, Hope Sabbath School is important. The Word of God is a light on our path, and any true believer cannot do without the words of God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Preacher. Fongu, you're a preacher. Thank you for your testimony. The days are too evil now. And with our own power, we cannot overcome the attacks of the devil. Mm-hmm. We need to rely on all of God's words.
Amen.
What a testimony. Mm. Fongu, thanks for writing to us from the beautiful country of Cameroon. And thank you even more for your testimony. Mm-hmm. We're going to sing our theme song from John 1, verse 29, 32, and 34 in just a moment. But I'm just impressed to remind you about the free gift we have for you for this series on themes in the Gospel of John. It is a collection of 6 scripture songs. 4 are from the Gospel of John. 2 are from the book of Revelation. But they are trilogy scripture songs from the words of Jesus, word for word. My favorite one, well, I'll tell you, it's Revelation chapter 1. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. That's the topic of today's study, the source of life. You can get the whole collection of 6 songs as a gift from Hope Sabbath School. All you have to do is go to our website, hopetv.org/hopeSS. You say, Derek, I know that already. Good. Click on the free gift tab and you can download your free gift. You can share those songs with others, but most of all, hide those words of Jesus in your heart. He is the resurrection and the life. Right now, we're going to sing a testimony about Jesus from John the Baptist. Behold, John said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let's sing it together.
Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin, who takes away the sin of the world. I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God, who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. I saw the Spirit upon him. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin, who takes away the sin of the world. I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God.
You know, I love that song because it is an inspired testimony. Right out of the Bible, John the Baptist, I imagine in the kingdom, he may hear me singing and he'll say, wait a minute, I think I said that. But I don't know the song. I say, John, come on over here. Let me teach you the song. I've seen and testified, he said, that this is
the Son of God.
The Son of God. Amen. We're going to talk about Jesus, study about Jesus today as the source of life. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we already sent your presence here. I pray it would be sensed in every home. Every home, every smartphone where a person is somewhere watching, that they would sense the presence of your Spirit, because Jesus said the Spirit always speaks about me and points to me. May we see Jesus, the source of life today. May we receive him and the life that he alone can give. Is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you know how the Gospel of John begins. You say, Derek, no, I'm joining Hope Sabbath School for the first time today. Well, we're in a series on the Gospel of John. You can go to our website and watch the entire series, or go to our YouTube channel and just watch the whole series. But we've read several times in this series, and I'm going to ask Stephanie if you'd begin our study today. We've read the opening words of John, normally verses 1 to 3, and then we go to verse 14 that says the Word became flesh. But today, I would like you to read the first four verses, because something very significant is added by the Apostle John in verse 4. John 1, verses 1 to 4.
And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
This is the word we want to focus on. Now, I don't know, you have different translations. Does anyone have a different translation than life? In him was life, and the life
was
the light of men. Anyone have a different translation? If not, that means it's pretty clear in the Greek. Mm-hmm. But it's a unique word. It's the word Zoe. So when you think John is saying in him was life, what is that life? Well, let's go to one more verse, Joshua, in John 14, where Jesus, it's one of his startling claims, the one who says before Abraham was, I am. But in John 14, verse 6, let's read the bold claim.
And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And the Bible says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Now, even if we don't have an interlinear Bible that shows the Greek as well as the English, we would make a good guess, an educated guess, if we said, I bet when he said, I am the life, that he said, I am the Zoe. I am the Zoe, because John begins by saying, in him was Zoe life. And that Zoe life was the light of men. I just realized that our audio technician, Al, who works with us all the time, that's the name of one of his beautiful daughters. Aww. What a name to give. But what does it mean? As you just scan, we're going to study together today about this Zoe life. But from looking at the life of Jesus, what do you see in the richness of that word? Puya, help us. Zoe life. You know, it's more than survival.
Right.
It's more than existence.
Right. I believe it should point us to everlasting life that comes from God himself, Jesus.
So
not just life for this world.
Okay.
Life eternal.
So one dimension is, this is a diamond now. This Zoe is a diamond. Okay. We're going to look at all of the aspects. Puya says it's talking about eternal life. Would you agree with him? What else? What else do you see here? Yes, Jonathan?
Yeah, I can just think of, I mean, so many people in this world are looking for the meaning, for something that really is for life. I mean, that makes it worth living for. And this is it. He is that answer to what makes life worth living.
He is not only the eternal life, but life that's worth living now.
Yes. I see, in my mind, I have a picture of a fountain, a source.
Okay.
That,
yes. In him was life.
And
source of what?
Life.
What do you mean?
Of of the essence of what it is to be alive.
So it gives life meaning, some places says, I've come, you might have life and have it
more abundantly.
More abundantly, or life in all its fullness. So this, let's not just read life and think, oh yeah, I got to live today. No. It's an abundant life,
and
it's an everlasting life. It's a life that has meaning and purpose. And yes. Zandile.
Wanting to add on what Gareth was saying, for me, it's life underived. Life that does not have a starting, neither does it have an ending. It's just life.
So would you agree with what Zandile is saying then, that only the eternal God could give us that life?
Yes.
It's not like, well, I'll give you life. Well, I guess if I passed out and Jeffrey came over and did CPR on me and he got me breathing again, I could say, well, thank you for saving my
life.
But this Zoe life has to come from someone much greater. Yeah. Rodney, I see your hand.
And Derek, if we go back to the book of Genesis, we can see how God made man. He came and he carved out from the dust of the earth. But at that point, still, man wasn't really man, it was dust. The only time that man really became man, as we're talking about life, is when God breathed into his nostril. Then he became a living soul. So we can see the direct source of where life came from. It came directly from God through the blowing into man.
Beautiful. And of course, it was God's intention in the creation, because it said it was very good, that Zoe life would be experienced for us with no interruption and no death and no sickness. But sin brought chaos into that situation. So maybe we move to our next question. And Mighty, I'm going to ask you to take us to John 3, because the question I want to ask in verses 14 through 16 is, if we don't have that Zoe life in and of ourselves from the Creator with no interruption as a result of sin, how do we receive that Zoe life, which is life, eternal life with meaning and purpose and in all its fullness? Mighty, how does John describe, or I should say, how does John record the words of Jesus? Because you're reading the words of Jesus for us in John 3, 14 through 16.
Yes, I'll be reading the New American Standard Bible. And it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
So how do we get that Zoe life?
Believing in God.
Believing.
By believing in Jesus. Now, I know another place says the devils believe and tremble. So it is believing with, help us somebody, believing with
trust.
We read it in another study, didn't we, about the love of the truth. Mighty, I think you read that for us in a previous study. The love of the truth. Rodney, help us, because it's not just an intellectual knowledge, is it, Rodney?
No, because as you said, Derek, the devils and his imps know who Jesus is. It is a belief in the sense of our surrender to his will. Whatever God wants us to do, because we love him for what he has done for us, because he's our creator, our redeemer. And then now we allow him to live in our lives so that we can also impact others for him.
So let's look at some other verses in the Gospel of John. John uses this idea of Zoe life repeatedly. Let's learn, Faith, if you could take us to another verse in John 6, 27. John 6 and verse 27, and then look at some of the other references or maybe another one that you can find. We're going to try to put together the fullness of this this rich meaning of the Zoe life that Jesus wants to give us. Faith?
All right. So I'm reading from the New King James Version. John 6, verse 27. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
Thank you, Faith. That reinforces, Puya, your point that whatever else this Zoe life is, it's eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's life without ending, which is what God originally intended. Someone give me another verse. Let's examine the richness of this Zoe life that he wants to give us. Jonathan?
Yeah, a great one is John 10:10.
John 10:10, okay. Again, you're reading, if you had a Bible that had red letters, you'd be reading the words of Jesus, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
John 10 and verse 10.
All right, and I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. And it says, "The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly."
Ah. Mm. Anyone have another translation? Jeffrey, do you?
What was his translation?
What translation?
English Standard.
English Standard Version.
New King James. What was the verse?
New King James 10, verse 10. John 10, verse 10. "I have come that they might have life."
Yes.
How does it read in your Bible, Jeffrey?
"I have come," in the New King James, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly."
Okay, so similar. Anyone else have a different translation?
Yeah, mine says...
Oh, no, give us the reference so we can put it
John
on the screen.
John 10:10.
What translation do you have, Gladys?
New International Version.
The New International Version, John 10:10.
Yes, and it's, "And I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
To the full. All right. More abundantly, to the full. So that's a different dimension just to say, okay, you're going to live forever like you are now. Oh. I'd say, I'm not interested. Life is not that easy now, is it?
Right.
I mean, I have joy in the Lord. Yeah. But I have a lot of challenges. Loved ones are dying, sickness, pain, evil in the world. Mm-hmm. But if I could have abundant life in all its fullness now and forever, wow, that would be really amazing, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Right.
Any other verse comes to your mind that you would like to share besides the couple we've heard? There are many. Yes, Jeffrey.
I like to go to John 4, verses 14.
Okay, John 4. And verse 14, give us a moment to find it.
Yes.
John 4 and verse 14. You know, I just want to say while we're studying, I hope you have your Bible with you. We wouldn't know all of these precious truths about Zoe life if we didn't have the Gospel of John.
Right. Mm.
We wouldn't even know that God so loved the world. And we know the concept, but the words are written only in the Gospel of John. Mm-hmm. And what do you find in John 4 and verse 14?
In the New King James Version, it reads, "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water spring up into everlasting life."
And who's Jesus speaking to?
The Samaritan woman.
A Samaritan woman at a well.
Yes. Yeah.
So he uses here the image of water for life. Mm-hmm. And that's a great image for water. But but what was the... what was the dimension of this life that you saw in that text?
It was
springing up. Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. Like, right? It's springing up. It's like, an endless flow?
Yes.
An endless fountain. Flowing. Mm-hmm. Someone said, if you are filled with the Zoe life, you cannot keep it to yourself. It will flow out of you like a river of living water.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I want to ask an important question about you. How do we receive that life again? We looked at one text, but help me. People are watching. They say, I want that. In fact, didn't the woman at the well say, I want that?
Yes.
How do I receive that abundant life, Priya, that the source of life in him was life? And the life was the light of man. How do I receive that for myself?
Can I read the text to answer that question?
You can.
John 5:24.
John chapter 5.
To read, yes.
Okay, John chapter 5 and verse 24.
That's right. Mm-hmm. John chapter 5, verse 24, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life."
Amen.
Hear the word of God. and believe the word of Jesus.
And this is the will of him who sent me, that you might believe in the Son of God.
Yes.
And by believing, you may have Zoe life through his name.
Yes.
So it's more than just knowing about Jesus, you're saying.
Yes.
It's having that relationship, accepting Jesus, and then receiving the gift.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, I want to read another text.
Okay.
Yeah, John chapter 3, verse 36.
John chapter 3,
verse 36.
And verse 36.
Yes. And I'm reading from the New International Version. John chapter 3, verse 36. And it says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. Mm. So Jesus is life. Yes. So if we believe in him, then that fountain will be in us.
Yeah. Wow. So I want to give you a chance to testify. And I want to include Faith and Mighty and Rodney as our remotes and each one of us here. Because someone's saying, what does that look like really? I'd like you to think about your own life and say, when did I decide that I wanted to accept the gift of Zoe life that Jesus wants to give me? You know, you could grow up in a Christian family, but it doesn't automatically happen to you. Or you could not even know about Jesus. And then somebody tells you, or someone tunes into Hope Sabbath School and they learn about Zoe life and they say, I want that. Yeah. When did you make that decision that you wanted to say yes to that Zoe life? Joshua.
Yes, I believe that for me, the original decision was when I was baptized.
Okay.
However, I will say that I started to change for the worse later on in my life after my baptism. I was baptized at a time in my life where I didn't fully understand the decision that I was making. But when I decided to commit my life to the Lord truly, which I would say was about 10 years after my original baptism, that is when the real change happened. When I said, Lord, there's a certain life that I no longer want to be a part of. And there's a new life in you that I want to start. And he led me. He really did. He guided me. And I mean, everything from the people that I surrounded myself with, the activities that I would participate in, the places that I would go, the things that I enjoyed. He started to change my tastes. It is amazing what God can do in our lives if we simply allow him to.
You know, we'll come back to some more testimonies later, but that was so powerful in leading us into this understanding that when we accept the gift of Zoe life through accepting Jesus as our Savior, we are born again.
Yes.
Something radical happens. Zandile, could you read from John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13? John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Let's read what John tells us.
So, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. John 1, verse 12 says, but as many received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
So we were all born of the flesh. We were all born by the will of man. You know, our parents decided we're going to have a baby. Hopefully they made that decision, right? and we were born. But this is to be born again. To those who received him, he gave the, your Bible said, right. Anyone have another translation for that word? To them, he gave the, Stephanie?
My center reference said privilege.
Privilege. The word is actually exousia. In the Greek. Does anybody know what that word means? Or maybe you have a different translation. It says to them he gave authority. Authority. And this man speaks with authority, not like the scribes And the Pharisees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This man speaks out of a direct connection with God. Mm. To those who received him, God gives what?
Authority.
A direct connection. Yes.
Because
right?
You are now a part of the kingdom.
Part of the kingdom.
Yes.
And well, let's talk a little more about this born again experience. Rodney, could you take us to John 3, verses 1 to 7? And you say, Derek, this sounds important. Now he's going to speak to a religious leader about this new birth.
Mm. I'm reading from the New King James Version, John chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. Mm-hmm. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again."
Now, if the narrative ended there, I would raise my hand and say, how does that happen? How can I be born again? And Faith, I'd like you to read verse 8 for us, John 3 and verse 8, because Jesus must have anticipated my question. And he gives us the answer as to how we're born again. And after Faith reads, I would like you to share with us as a group what changes occur, because this new life that has meaning also has new purpose and new direction.
That's right.
This Zoe life is not just my way for the eternity, is it? There's some other dimension here of being aligned with the purposes of God in the new birth. Faith, John 3, verse 8.
All right, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit."
Born of the Spirit. So we're talking about Zoe life. This is not separate, but with this gift of a Zoe life is a new birth, new meaning, new
purpose,
abundant life, but also new direction, new purpose. What are some changes that could happen when a person is born again?
Oh, well, I just wanted to, you know, when we were observing this and as we were reading through chapter 3, it really got me back to what Rodney said in the beginning about creation. You're talking about new life. I'm saying it's a recreation through the Holy Spirit.
Great point. So it's not just a kind of a minor modification here.
No. We are being renewed, you know.
Being reborn.
Yes.
Reborn.
Yeah.
Yes, Gladys.
Yeah, it just becomes a total surrender where you are not leading your life. You're not choosing your path, but you're surrendering to this Zoe life, to this new purpose for him to direct you in the way that he wants you to go.
So this sounds so much like the testimony Joshua gave.
Yeah.
So I want to give some others an opportunity to share. You say, okay, I'll take the Zoe life. Well, let me just tell you, when you do that, it's going to change everything. You're going to be born again by the Holy Spirit. You're going to have abundant life, but you're also going to have new purpose that comes into alignment with the will of God and the purpose of God, right? So somebody share some changes that you saw in your life By the way, we don't always see them immediately. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's someone else who says, Tendi, you're different. What's happened to you, right? Someone sees a change in us. What were some changes? Maybe you could start for us, Tendi, that you noticed when you fully surrendered and say, Jesus, give me that Zoe life that comes only from you. And I want to be a brand new person by your spirit.
For me, some of the changes that I noticed were I became less selfish. Mm. My life stopped being about what I wanted materially, what I wanted to achieve, and more about what God wants to do through me to bless other people. He instilled in me a different mindset of how I viewed the world, as well as a heart that wants to serve others.
That's beautiful. Amen. Now, some of you may not know, and I'm sure you wouldn't mind me just sharing just a little bit, but she had a prestigious job, a great job back in Botswana where she grew up, and now she's involved in full-time ministry in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I was hoping you'd say amen or praise God. So some changes occurred, some realignment. Mm-hmm. Some realignment that says, in this new life, what do you want me to do?
Right. Mm.
Maybe even, who do you want me to marry?
Yeah.
Right?
That's a big one.
These are big decisions are impacted. Rodney, I see your hand, and then Gladys.
Earlier when Joshua was talking, I thought he was recounting my life. It was like a mirror image to what he described. And I went through the very same getting baptized very early, and then sometime afterwards, kind of trying to do your own thing. And then afterwards, you just start to come to, it was probably in my early 20s, started to come to the realization that you need Jesus in your life. There was something that was fundamentally missing in my life. And I knew it was the Lord. And I made the decision to get rebaptized, to recommit my life to God. And so back to your question, Derek, I saw my language starting to change. The taste of my music started to change. The study of the word becoming a part of my life, the type of friends that I had. And it continues. It's a life journey. And so when we continue to invite Jesus in our life, he transforms us. The Bible says we become. In other words, we get the power, the authority that he gives us to be transformed.
That is so powerful. You know, and just realizing, we've got some hands raised. Gladys, you're next. I just realized someone's watching today. Maybe you're watching and saying, Derek, what does that look like? But wasn't that a powerful testimony?
Yes.
What does that look like when I may leave a relationship and seek a godly man or a godly woman? You know, if I'm looking for a life partner, that it may affect those kind of big decisions, or what kind of work I do may all be affected. And it's something that Spirit is working in me in this new life. Yes.
Yes, Derek. Gladys. I discovered that God had a purpose for my life very young. I was born and raised in a Christian home, but I had two main problems when I was growing up. Number one, I was very quick with the tongue, and I was very hard in asking for forgiveness.
Now, for folks listening in multiple languages, could you be a little more specific? What does quick with the tongue mean?
I was always had an answer to people, and not in a very kind way.
Okay.
So it was always getting me in trouble. And I remember one time I was convicted by the Holy Spirit, just telling me, you know, you cannot be a witness for me if you keep talking like that. And I remember just surrendering to God and saying, I want you to work with me in this. I cannot do it on my own. And just when people tell me, wow, you could have answered that differently and you speak like that, I just say, God, praise the Lord, because I can see the changes and how he works with me. And the work is not done, but it is just a daily surrender and asking Jesus to keep changing me to become more like Jesus.
So Gladys has introduced a new thought that this Zoe life is a daily journey. It's a daily journey being empowered by the Spirit of God. I want to come to some who haven't shared yet. Stephanie and Zandeli?
Just listening to Joshua and also Rodney's testimony, I'm thinking that the Holy Spirit is working imperceptibly, and he's taking those leaves off that are not according to God's will. Yeah. But you're not necessarily doing the work. You're letting God work through you.
Exactly.
And I just think it's beautiful that it may be imperceptible, but the results are so apparent. Mm-hmm. We can look back. I relate to what Gladys was saying. Mm-hmm. I wrote down, my attitude and my words have changed. And it does. Your whole life changes when you give it to Jesus, because he is your everything.
Amen.
He changes your whole direction.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We're definitely learning, and come to Zandeli here, we're definitely learning this Zoe life is not just length.
No.
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 Mm-hmm. Right? No. It is. It is eternal life. We've read the text. Puya started us out there. But it's a meaningful life. It's an abundant life. But it is a purposeful, could I say, it is a transformed life?
Yes.
This life, Zandeli?
I wanted to say that I remember when I was still a youth, which I still am, but I have grown a little bit older. Social media was one of the things that was my to-go to. And every time, either... You know what's trending on Twitter? You're on Twitter. And the more I made a commitment to serve God, mm-hmm. I saw myself growing out of it. I didn't have love for social media at all. I even deleted my Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I stayed for years without it until the time when I was moving here. They needed a social profile, to see that I'm not a robot. So I had to recreate that, but I barely use it. And the other thing that I noticed, my wardrobe started changing. Mm-hmm. I would walk into a store and I'm like, nah, that's not for me. And I would just, it just happened on its own.
Hold on just a minute, because I would not dare to say what Zandeli just said, but maybe you heard her. She said, I noticed my wardrobe, the clothes that I would choose to wear. Just in case you wondered what she meant by my wardrobe, but the clothes that I used, that I chose to wear, began to change in this Zoe life, this living connection with the one who is the source of all life.
Amen.
Do you want to know how it changed? Well, you have to ask her later. But would you agree with me? Someone said to me one time that the Holy Spirit may say things to you that I would never dare to say to you. The Holy Spirit may speak directly to you about some music you're listening to or a television movie that you're in the middle of watching that I would never say, and maybe it will take a message from heaven to say, is that part of the Zoe life that I've given you? Now, please don't think we're working our way to heaven. We are not. Right. We are saved by God's grace. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
We are saved by his grace. But we are changing by his grace.
Amen.
Joshua, I see you started this discussion. Yeah. I see you straining.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. I'm trying to contain myself, honestly. But I would say that something that is critical for each and every one of us is the concept of this, within this concept of the Zoe life, is time. The earlier you make the decision to follow Jesus, the earlier you make the decision to walk with him and to walk within his will, the longer you will reap the benefits of that decision. So, and you can apply this with anything that the Lord wants you to do, because as he changes you, you have to recognize that if he tells you, hey, you need to give up alcohol, giving up alcohol at the age of 20, let's say when he originally tells you to, is going to be very different than giving it up at age 40 when you eventually do it. There's damage that has now been done to your body, where you have to recognize if you were to have listened to God at age 20, you may not have suffered certain consequences. The sooner we decide to just do what he tells us to do, the same thing goes for even when it comes to marriage. If you choose to marry someone who God ordained for you to marry versus just saying, oh, you know what, if things mess up with this one, eventually I'll... No, there's now serious damage that has been done.
Right.
So, and I'm not trying to in any way be judgmental. I'm telling you about what I've experienced in my own life. There has been no one, I've never met anyone who has said, I regretted giving my life to Jesus. they always say, I wish I would have done it
sooner.
Earlier on.
Sooner.
Yeah, sooner.
Faith, I see your hand, and then I want to ask Jeffrey to read some encouragement from the Apostle Paul in Romans 8, verses 14 through 17, because it definitely is a journey. Faith?
Yeah, and I was just wanting to share that, you know, I gave my life to God at a young age, I would say around 12. I was just really inspired by the relationship that my parents had and those around me with God and the blessings that they received and just seeing their life. And so that's when I gave my life to God. But as I became older and I'm now in my early 20s, you know, you get life decisions and how your life changes is you now think, oh, let me consult God on these things, whether it's, you know, your future spouse or whether it's, you know, a lot of people have trouble trying to find out which degree should I choose, which major should I choose, you know, as they go into college or university. And so those were some of the things that's like I was consulting God on, and I was saying, hey, what do you want me to do? And so far, I mean, learning that God knows more than I do and following his will, I, you know, haven't been led astray by God. And that's so I see those changes in me.
Thank you so much for sharing, Faith. That's that connection, right? That connection. Jeffrey, read for us some encouragement from the Apostle Paul about this this Zoe life, this being born into a totally new life.
All right.
Romans 8.
Reading from... Oh, Romans 8, verse 14 through 17, New King James Version. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Amen.
Well, there's a lot packed into that encouragement, right? Certainly the idea that we can call the Heavenly Father, Abba Father, tells me what?
Relationship.
Right. Add a word before relationship. What kind of relationship?
A close relationship.
Give me another word besides close.
Okay. Intimate.
An intimate relationship, right? Abba, Father, right? Yeah. This living connection. We are the children of God, but our life may still involve some...
Bumps on the road.
Suffering. Suffering. Gladys, you can testify to that with your own challenges you've had with your health. It may involve some suffering, but that doesn't mean that we are not in the Zoe life, right? Abundant life, purposeful, overflowing, redirected life. But we may still have some challenges, but we are the sons and daughters of God. Amen? Who are you?
What I see from Paul's encouragement is that when we say, when we mess up, when we make mistakes, we can go to God as our Father. There are two ways of looking at going through life when you make mistakes. You can either say, oh, I just made a mistake, God's going to punish me. Or we could say, oh, I just made a mistake, I need to run to my Father who would forgive me.
And may not only forgive me, but show me
the way
to go, right? Mighty, I want you to take us to a text in the beginning of John's Gospel, John 1, verse 11. And then I want you to do a scan. I don't want to focus all the way to the end on this, but I do want to point out that there were people in the Gospel story who were offered this Zoe life and rejected it. Okay, we do have a choice to make. Mighty, how does your Bible read in John 1, verse 11?
I'm reading the New American Standard Bible, and it says, he came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So it could be talking just about Nazareth. It said he wasn't able to do many miracles because they didn't have faith. Mm. It could be talking about his own, as he is the creator of the earth, right? Mm. All things were made
by him.
In him was
life.
So it could mean the whole planet, right? He came and his own did not receive him. Now, I'm thankful that it says, but to those who did receive him, because some do. Yes. But tell me some in the gospel story. Maybe it's surprising. Someone's watching and they say, I don't know much about the gospel story. Mm-hmm. Think of some people that it's almost shocking that they did not accept the Zoe life that he wanted to give them. Anybody? Mm-hmm. Jonathan?
The rich young ruler.
The rich young ruler is one. He was affluent and you might say quite religious. Mm-hmm. All these things I have done.
Right. Mm.
And yet when Jesus offered the Zoe life to him by saying,
Follow me,
he walked away sorrowful. So Rodney, can you think of someone else, maybe quite shocking, that rejected that Zoe life that Jesus wanted to offer?
Judas.
Mm. Mm. What makes that story, unpack that a little bit for us. Someone might not know who Judas was. What makes that so shocking?
You know, Judas was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, close friends of his.
Mm.
He would walk with Jesus. He saw the miracles. He saw all the power that Jesus exuded, the compassion that Jesus had for everyone. And he decided to actually betray Jesus. And then, of course, he hung himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find the contrary to that, who is Peter. Again, one of the close friends did something very terrible. He denied Jesus, but he chose to ask the Lord for forgiveness, which the Lord provided for him. Mm-hmm. So you just see the two, both of them were friends of Jesus, just choosing two different paths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Someone have another person that comes to your mind,
to
Gladys?
The Pharisees were the biggest group of people that had the knowledge. Mm-hmm. They studied the scripture, they memorized the scripture, and yet Jesus was right there talking to them. And instead of visualizing and seeing the revelation, they started plotting to kill him, and they did.
So They were the religious heroes of their day.
Exactly.
But I'm remembering that not all of them rejected him. John 3, I remember a song. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named
Nicodemus.
So some of the Pharisees said, I'm going to choose. Did you say that it's not always easy to change your whole worldview?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah,
right at the beginning.
Yeah.
That he would shift. Member of the Sanhedrin, that he would shift all of his expectations about some triumphant Messiah who would set up an earthly kingdom and be willing at the end, not at the beginning, but it matters where you end up, right?
Yes.
To align himself and say, Jesus, I want to accept that Zoe life that only you can give. But many of the Pharisees, they rejected him.
Mm.
A tragic story.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question. We just got a few minutes left. Some might say, Derek, I could relate to Joshua, or maybe Rodney said he, but I just rejected Jesus completely. I rejected everything he wanted to do for me. Is it possible if you walk away and just reject, maybe even curse the name of Jesus? We say, wait a minute, we just had an example of that. Is it possible for me to come back? Some people say, no, it's not. There is a text in Hebrews that says that you can't come back if you've kind of hardened your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But if, Rodney, help us with that, please. Mm-hmm. Someone's watching and saying, is there hope for me? Maybe I did many things worse than Rodney or Joshua ever did. Can I come back and say, Jesus, please give me that gift of the Zoe life that only you can give?
Praise God, absolutely yes. We see the example of the two thieves that were crucified with Jesus in Matthew 27 and verse 44 and Mark 15 verse 32. We saw the fact that both thieves reviled Jesus. Mm-hmm. But thank God for Luke 23 and verses 40 to 42. It reports and documents one of the thieves was like, wait a minute. this is the Son of God, and actually said to Jesus, Jesus, please remember me when you come in your glory. And Jesus gave him the assurance immediately that assuredly today, meaning that moment in time when Jesus was making the declaration, he, that thief who repented, will be with him in heaven. So yes, the answer is yes, praise God. We have the opportunity today to actually get that Zoe life from Jesus Christ.
I need to take us to one last text, Tendi, in John 10. This is one of my favorite texts, John 10. Give you a moment to find it, verses 27 to 29, because you say, I'm not that strong, but I want to choose every day to be living in that Zoe life that only Jesus can give, that totally new life, not only eternal, but abundant and and meaningful and realigned with the will of God. Read the encouraging words as we close from Jesus himself. In John 10, verses 27 to 29.
Thank you. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. John 10, verse 27 reads, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
Would you like to guess what life it speaks of in that text? It's what life?
Zoe.
It's the Zoe life. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Well, friend, I want to tell you that you are safe if you're in the hand of Jesus.
Amen.
You are safe because the Father also holds you, the text says. You are safe. Oh, my granddaughter said, but Grandpa, couldn't we choose to take ourselves out of his hand? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes, we have a choice. But we could, if we have been foolish, run back to him. Mm-hmm. But friend, I would encourage you never to take yourself out of the hands of your loving Savior. Mm-hmm. Hold me close in this abundant Zoe life, that I may experience now and forever all that you've desired for me. Is that your prayer today? I know it's my prayer. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, what a beautiful picture of what you long to give to us. You sent your own Son, the Spirit of God working, that we might receive the gift of Zoe life. We want to say thank you, but more than that, to receive that gift, to experience that gift each day, and to rejoice that we are safe in your loving care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us for Hope Sabbath School. Rejoice in that Zoe life and go out and be a blessing to those around you.